This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late winter. Now, the year is 3 weeks old and late winter has begun. It often seems by this time of year that the cold will never end and that the nights will never be short enough. But on January 27th, the day's length, now growing at the rate of 2 minutes every 24 hours, reaches 10 hours all along the 40th parallel. The dark morning sky already prophesies the summer. An hour before sunrise, Orion has set. Sirius, the dog star, has moved deep into the west, Cancer and Gemini following it. The Big Dipper is overhead. June's Arcturus is coming in from the east, and August's Vega has risen in the northeast. Last week, the titmice were calling, and this week the owls are courting, and the great flocks of crows are breaking up, and the cardinals will start to sing half an hour before dawn. In 2 weeks, doves will call. In 3 weeks, the skunk cabbage will be open. In 4 weeks, the sap will run in the maples and the snowdrops and aconites will bloom. In 5 weeks, the crocus will blossom and the pussy willows will almost all be out. In 7 weeks, the daffodils will flower and goldfinches will turn gold. In 8 weeks, bright forsythia will bloom, and then the wildflowers of middle spring will come in all at once. It seems that spring will never get here. But really, there's hardly time to get ready. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late winter. In the meantime, don't wait too long. Spring is almost here.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.